News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
If you're staring into the prospect of the World Cup on TV thinking I'd rather chew off my own legs than sit through it, we have an answer for you. It comes in the form of Scott Bryan, BBC TV critic. Scott, what are your suggestions for other stuff if you want to get away from the World Cup?
I mean, I would say this is sort of the perfect time of year to catch up on maybe bona fide classics that you've not had that much time to watch before. So, for example, like, you know, let's say like Happy Valley or something, you know, it's something that has been around for a few years and you've been meaning to get to watch. Now is the time to maybe binge on those. But I would say in terms of more recent releases, there's a show on Apple TV, the streaming service, called Widow's Bay. It's been out for a couple of months. It stars Matthew Rhys. It's a mixture of two different shows, Twin Peaks and Parks and Recreation, the Amy Poehler comedy. It manages to be surreal. It's essentially about a fictional island where there's a lot of strange stuff linked to the folklore on that island. Essentially, you know, you're trying to work out how cursed is this place. But it's also got the small-minded community relatability of it looks at kind of like the small island politics, and then that kind of dynamic is very, very funny, and it manages to be very, very dry.
While we're talking Apple TV, I want your view on one that I see is now being serialized, which is the John D. MacDonald classic book that was then a Robert De Niro film, that being Cape Fear. Does it work as a series?
It does. I mean, I would say, of course, you know, it's nothing new, really. There's the two films. There's also the book, as you pointed out. It's widely acclaimed films as well. So this is one of those series where you sort of think to yourself, well, why not I just watch the original rather than a 10-part series? And I think this is the thing. It's spread out throughout a whole series. It's got an A-list cast, including Amy Adams. And there are moments where you go, if this was a 2.5-hour film, this section would just be on the cutting room floor. However, I would say sort of two points. One is that there are really quite suspenseful sequences that does have you on the edge of your seat. I think they've also updated the source material to make it feel very up-to-date and relevant. And I think the second part is, it's summer. If you've got more than 100 hours of the World Cup that you're trying to avoid,
exactly,
then a 10-part series on Apple is not going to be too bad.
Well, on that note, any good documentary series? Because they can soak up a year and a half.
Yeah, well, there's a three-parter series at the moment on Channel 4 on the website called Free Nelson Mandela, basically looking at the end of apartheid and the campaign for Nelson Mandela to be released from prison over 28 years. And I think what it does is, if you have no knowledge of that time, you know, maybe you weren't born and you want to know a little bit about not only him, but South African history, it really, I think, goes into a great level of detail, but it's also incredibly accessible. You know, it doesn't require you to have any prerequisite knowledge. And I would also say that it's only 40-minute episodes and not a second is wasted. You know, they've got a wide variety of interviewees, from activists to members of Mandela's family. And I found it really informative, and I felt like I learned a lot.
And just a quickie before we go, you had one, I think, which was a Russell T Davies drama that you were recommending.
Yeah, it's been on for a few weeks now, Tiptoe. I mean, it looks at the rise of sort of anti-LGBTQ plus sentiment over the course of the last sort of 5 years or so, and the influences online such as disinformation. It's, I think, a drama that has started a lot of conversation, and I think it's got some great performances, particularly by David Morrissey. I think he normally plays a detective or somebody who you really root for, and this is the total opposite. He plays such a kind of sinister character that you're trying to decipher. So I think that is the heart of the drama, and that's why it works for me.
And that's on Channel 4. Scott, thank you very much. That is Scott Bryan, BBC TV critic.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.